This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among the many ways this economy has changed in the past 8 or 10 years is this. Teenagers just aren't hanging around malls and buying new clothes like they used to. The Wall Street Journal reports the teen retailer Aeropostale is going to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the next couple of days and close more than 100 of its 800 stores, becoming yet another in the getting long line of mall-based retailers in some trouble. Our fast fashion correspondent Andrew Euler has this one.
Malls might not be the same hangout they were 10 or 20 years ago, but they're still around, for now. With the news that yet another mall retail store will likely be filing for bankruptcy this week, is it finally time to call it for these retailers?
No, I don't think that's the case at all.
That's Ken Morris. He's a partner at Boston Retail Partners. He says Apple is the perfect example of a company that has a lot of success at its retail locations. If you go to an Apple store, they're still packed most of the time and packed with young people.
You know, 90% of all sales still happen in store. And the reality is that's going to continue to happen because people, you know, love that theater.
But there's no denying the numbers. Just in the last year and a half, mall staples like Wet Seal, Quiksilver, and PacSun have filed for bankruptcy. Wendy Liebman is CEO of WSL Strategic Retail. She says we've changed our spending habits.
The challenge or the quest for the mighty dollar, it's going into a lot of other places today. And I think that's the sort of big macro trend.
You've probably heard that people are spending their money on experiences nowadays. And it's not just young people not spending their money on outfits.
It's not just about stuff anymore. It's about being financially responsible. It's about spending on enjoyable things with my family and friends.
And then there's always buying stuff online. You can comparison shop before you step foot in a store. Or while you're there, you can see how much that same thing costs online. For those things you don't need to see before you buy, more and more people are getting them delivered. Just ask your Amazon Prime account. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.